Election 2011 coverage on Manx Radio, brought to you by PDMS.
Well, we head to Onchan to hear from our first election candidate this morning, Zach Hall, representing the Liberal Vanham Party, a new name to Manx politics, 33 years old, a qualified pilot. He joins the party leader, long-serving Onchan member Peter Caron, in a bit of a two-pronged attack, if you like, on the constituency's three House of Keys seats. Good morning, Mr. Hall.
Very good morning.
Well, what attracted you then to the Liberal Vanham Party?
Well, obviously, over the years, I've watched obviously Peter Caron and his work, and obviously that of the party, and obviously I've come to strongly believe in the core beliefs of the party in a democratically elected parliamentary political system, which is independent of the executive, and which is open to checks of accountability, transparency, audibility, and the provision of a good government system.
You sound like Peter Caron there. I mean, the Isle of Man's traditionally a conservative nation. Your party's a party of change. How sharp do you think the appetite locally is for change?
Well, I think that it is there, and I think that, and it needs to be. I think there is a pressing need to give a greater role to the responsibility and responsibility of an opposition. I think the very presence of an opposition, or as I would prefer to call it, a government in waiting, it is a very much without which politics simply ceases. Government administrations take over.
Do you agree with all the Liberal Vanham ideals then? I mean, for example, have you signed this agreement that if you're elected, you wouldn't take office if Liberal Vanham didn't have a working majority?
In the event that if we are taking office, we are a team, and obviously if we are going to be taking office, it will be all of the team will be taking the office, or we will not be taking the office. It won't be a case of where one individual or two individuals take office. We are a team, and like I said, we will be taking, if we do go into that situation, we will be all of us as a team will be taking, obviously, government office, not just one or two.
So that's probably no, and the unlikely event there's a majority of Liberal Vanham members in there. How much can you achieve from the outside then?
Well, absolutely. I mean, like I said, this is where we need to get that if in the sense of an opposition or a government in waiting, you know, you literally cannot have a situation where obviously the responsibility and role of that opposition is to scrutinise, it is to the proposals and the policies and actions of the government so that the ultimate decisions that are taken best serve the people. Whereas at the moment, that is not the case. So we can achieve a lot, and that is in representative democracy. That's how we get good government decisions, and that is through where obviously alternative proposals are put forward, and then obviously through the ultimate decisions made for the people.
I mean, one area that's been scrutinised a lot, pensions, the black hole, £500 million estimated. How would you fill that?
Well, obviously, when you're looking at obviously the in terms of the pensions, which is what the party have advocated, it isn't sustainable, and it undoubtedly is going to have to be sort of reviewed.
How?
Well, I mean, like I said, that how it's going to be viewed, you're talking about how to make up the money purchase schemes, obviously something which the final salary, and people need to remember what final salary pensions were originally designed for, was the final salary was where somebody retired at 65, but when the actuaries would calculate risk, life expectancy, they would retire at, say, 70. That's not the case today. Life expectancy today is now probably approaching in the 80s, 90 years of age. So obviously the final salary schemes, it isn't sustainable. Therefore, the money purchase scheme has to be the way forward to be sustainable, so that obviously for the greater good of obviously all of the people. And that's what people, that was the whole idea of final salary pensions. And now we're in the situation which is not that case. So, which is why a lot of pension obviously providers, why they did go, obviously why they went bust, is simply because the final salary in today's world is very difficult for anybody, and that includes the government, to be obviously sustainable.
But how would Liberal Vanham tackle that issue? How would it tackle that problem?
Well, we would advocate that it goes to which is what we always have done, that it goes to a money purchase scheme for obviously the new entrants. That is how you tackle it. Obviously, that hasn't been the case. It has been maintained as a final salary pension, and that's obviously what the Liberal Vanham Party as what we would advocate. And obviously, like myself, as part of that team.
Peter Caron says there aren't enough young people entering the world of politics. You'll add a young perspective to the party's outlook and communications. In what way?
Well, obviously, in terms of that, I've got a younger perspective. Obviously, through my job as an airline pilot, I very much like to think that I've got a very much global view. You know, globalisation has changed the world. The old ways will not do. It's simply the old era has ended. It calls for new people to tackle the new problems, the new opportunities. And that's very much my perspective, is that I very much look at our place, not just within Europe, but within the world. We cannot be insulated in any sort of a way to the effects of globalisation, and obviously we need to meet the challenges, and we need to meet that. We need to meet them successfully, which in order to achieve, obviously, our own prosperity and survival.
Onken candidate Zach Hall, thanks very much for your time this morning.
Thank you very much.
It's 8 o'clock.